Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Connections Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Hi, this is Alex Ruggieri. Welcome to the Commercial Connections Podcast. I have a very special guest with me today, Gene Trowbridge, Esquire, CCIM. Gene is a founding partner of Trowbridge & Taylor, LLP. The law practice Gene founded is limited to syndication of commercial and investment real estate through both debt and equity. During 2012, the firm wrote private placement memorandums for a combined equity raise in excess of $125 million, specializing in equity raises of less than $10 million. His practice concentrates on private placements conducted under the Rule 506 of Regulation D of the Securities Act. As a former syndicator who for 10 years raised investor capital through the broker-dealer community, he is able to communicate with his clients on both the technical and practical aspects of state and federal securities laws. A longtime CCIM and CCIM instructor, Gene has won numerous awards for his teaching ability. His book, It's a Whole New Business, is really a how-to manual for real estate syndication. And you can find out more about Gene and real estate syndication at his website, which is www.groupsponsor.com. Welcome to Commercial Connections Podcast.
Thank you, Alex.
I am just delighted that you're here with us today. I have, of course, known about you and the important information that you share with our commercial practitioners through your courses and your books for a long, long time, and have even attended. I went to your course and have your book, and that's why I really felt it was very important to share the information with our commercial practitioners today on this exciting aspect of commercial practice. You want to share some of the thoughts we were discussing before we went online, Gene, with our commercial practitioners and the kind of things they should be thinking about?
Certainly, Alex. Well, as the marketplace heats up, and the commercial marketplace seems to be heating up all around the country, people are going out looking to buy properties. And one of the things that our commercial practitioners run into is the is a limit of the amount of money they have themselves to buy some properties. So if you don't have all the money you need, you're probably going to look at partnering up with other people and using their money to help you buy more properties. And that's a very cyclical business, and while the lending marketplace is still quite restrictive and lenders want larger down payments, we find more and more people are pooling their resources to buy properties. And one of the problems that we have to deal with is when you pool money from other investors, you're entering into the world of securities, Alex. And as you know, that can have some traps for the unwary. And it is a whole new business. It's a totally separate set of rules. Just briefly, you'll know you're selling a security when you've raised money from other investors, you've pooled that money together in a common enterprise like an LLC or a limited partnership, your investors expect to make a profit, and they're counting on you to do all the work. That takes you right out of the real estate world into the securities world. And, Alex, as you know, when you get there, you've got a whole new set of rules that you have to follow.
Absolutely. And the good news is, though, that with some, general precautions, those rules are relatively easy to follow if you take the time to learn about what you're doing.
Well, they are, Alex. If you're selling a security, the very first issue is that every security sale has to be registered with the SEC unless it's exempt from registration. And what's exciting about this Regulation D program that you introduced earlier is that Regulation D allows our commercial our commercial practitioners to offer securities that are exempt from full registration at the SEC. And most of us would have heard the term private placement. Well, a private placement is ideally suited to be a group of investors who have a relationship with each other, who are looking to a commercial professional to help run the investment, and they come together and they do their securities offering in an exempt format under Regulation D. And 95% of all the offerings that are in Regulation D are under Rule 506. Just without worrying about numbers too much, Alex, I was reading something from the SEC last week that said in 2012 there was over $900 billion raised in private placements that are exempt from full registration, and the median offering is $1.5 million. So you can get, five or ten people together and raise $1.5 million. That's equity. That's not the size of the property. That's the equity. And you can go out and you can do some business. It's amazing how many of the offerings. I think the SEC said that 70% of the offerings that were done in 2012. And there were about 20,000 of them. 70% had less than 10 investors. So that's something we can all do.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's the kind of thing that people naturally gravitate to. Maybe you're a residential broker and you think, hey, I want to get into commercial, or maybe you're doing commercial brokerage strictly and you say, I'd like to expand my business. I get a couple of guys together, we're going to buy a shopping center, we're going to renovate it, we're going to turn a profit, we'll have an exit strategy, and it's just a natural thing. But it's very important to realize that if you're going to do that, yes, you can expand your business. Yes, you can increase your revenues and your commissions and all kinds of revenue streams of property management, all kinds of things. But be sure you do your homework and do it right. And that's why I wanted to have you on the Commercial Connections, kind of give folks the point them in the right direction so that our commercial practitioners not only have the benefit of expanding their business, but they don't have to step into the pitfalls of doing so.
Good. Well, let's talk about three things that are important in doing a Regulation D Rule 506 offering. The first thing is an understanding of what an accredited investor is. A lot of people, Alex, have heard that term. An accredited investor is someone that the securities laws have decided is rich and or smart. And today, an accredited investor has $1 million of net worth, not including their primary residence, or earns $200,000 a year if they're a single taxpayer, or $300,000 a year if they're married, filing jointly. That puts them in a category of rich and smart, and the SEC says, you know, we only have so much time and manpower and money to protect investors, and we're just not going to worry about protecting the investors as much, who are smart and rich, as much as we're going to protect the investors who aren't. So in Regulation D, Rule 506, you can raise as much money as you want from as many accredited investors as you want. And then there's a subset. There's a group of investors that are called sophisticated. They don't meet the dollar and cent rules of accredited, but they've got some investment experience. They've got some money in the bank, and they may want to invest in these opportunities with you because they don't have time to do it themselves. They don't have the expertise to do it themselves. So one of the rules in Reg D is called a 506B rule, and that rule says you can have as much money from accredited investors and as many accredited investors as you want. You can also raise as much money as you want from up to 35 sophisticated investors, but you can't advertise. Then the new rule that's out now on Regulation D, Rule 506C, it's called, says you can raise as much money as you want from as many accredited investors as you want. You can't have any sophisticated investors. Everyone has to be accredited, but you can advertise. Okay,
That's huge.
That's very, very huge. So we talked about three things here, or we've talked about two, and here comes the third one. The first one is every offering has to be registered unless it's exempt. Number two, Regulation D allows you to have an exempt offering, and you can raise as much money as you want. You just have to follow the rules about advertising. And number three, you're going to have an attorney on your side to do this right. These documents that involve the securities laws, they have to be drafted by an attorney. This isn't the type of thing that you can pull a form from your state realtor association or your state association and fill in the blanks. This is something that's drafted from scratch by an attorney who practices in the area of securities laws, like we do, Alex.
Absolutely. That is the best piece of advice I've heard. It's very important, if you're going to get involved with this kind of a thing, to be sure that you have good counsel and advice.
Well, that's correct. And the listeners should know that in their community, there are attorneys who specialize in securities, and then there are a lot of attorneys who know a lot about it, but for one reason or another don't do any specialization. So one of the ways, I guess, I'd find a local attorney to do this, if that's what you wanted to work with, is to call the local bar association in your city and ask for the real estate section or the corporate law section, and they will find someone who can talk to you and can lead you to an attorney who practices the area of securities. However, Alex, as you know, this is federal law, and our firm and many firms like ours can do this type of legal practice around the country. So there's plenty of help out there for the commercial practitioner who wants to get involved in this business.
Oh, fantastic. We're down to just about the last 2 minutes or so. Let's review those top three things that you mentioned, and be sure that if we didn't get anything from this call, we got those three things down.
Well, yes, I think I'd even like to start with the fact, just alerting everyone and reminding everyone that the median size of these offerings is just $1.5 million. This is something you can do. You can put together a deal with 5 or 10 investors. Everyone can do that, and that's hopeful. That's a great message right there. But the warning is, do it legally. You're probably going to be involved in the securities world, so you're going to have to brush up on the rules, and you're going to have to find professional help, both in the attorney and accounting side of the equation. And don't do this without some professional help.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you decide to go in this direction, maybe that's the first step you take, is to take your advice, check with their local bar association, perhaps, and then see if they can't get connected with somebody who can give them good advice.
Yes, it would be great.
I think that's the first step.
Yes, Alex, I'm sorry to step over you there. It would be great if they found someone and had an initial consultation. Many attorneys will give a free initial consultation and lay out the rules. However, there's all sorts of information online about securities offerings, real estate securities offerings, and real estate securities offerings under Regulation D, Rule 506. And, you know, Alex, I have a complete library of articles that my law partner and I have written on this that we could make available to anyone who wanted to contact me.
Well, and that's, I guess, my last question of the day. How can people find out more if they would like to?
Well, earlier you said my website address, groupsponsor.com, one word, groupsponsor.com, or they can just email me directly, gene@genetrowbridge.com.
Fantastic. For me, Gene, this has been a privilege. I've had the wonderful opportunity to get to know you personally over the years, seen your publications in CCIM, Cyre Magazine, and all over our industry and trade. and for you to take time and talk with our commercial practitioners on Commercial Connections Podcast is really a great thing for you to do. I hope folks can see the opportunity here, and maybe our practitioners will learn a new way to make more money. Thank you so much for being with us today on Commercial Connections Podcast.
Thanks for being with us on the Commercial Connections Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.